KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Zach Medler joins us. He's a writer. He does writing and covers issues with focus on the families. The Daily Citizen, which, by the way, is The Daily Citizen. Again, Zach, help me out.
TheDailyCitizen.org.
Org. I know. Yeah, I'm always going to mess that up. But TheDailyCitizen.org, and it is a daily stop you need to make to see, you know, things that are in the headlines and get a perspective from Focus on the Family, including writers like Zachary Medler. Zach, as always, so much appreciate the time you take.
Hey, Steve, thank you for having me back on. It's always good to be back with you. And, you know, I'll just pitch this at the top. If you go to thedailycitizen.org, we actually have a weekly email you can sign up for. We send it out Monday through Friday. And it just includes the top 10 stories that we at Focus on the Family are tracking in the news related to the issues that we care about. So anything related to abortion, transgenderism, and homosexuality, those are very hot topics. Religious freedom, education, marriage, we cover a lot of issues. And so you can subscribe to that, again, for free at the top of thedailycitizen.org.
Yeah, and I would say this, Zach, it's going to equip the KLYT listener to engage in the public square and engage in those conversations that may be being had around the water cooler. Just a great way to get equipped and be informed, really, including the topic today. I mean, you know, when Charlie Kirk was assassinated, I mean, that just took, you know, full control of the news cycle and continues to, you know, the ripples keep going. And today, really kind of a look at why Charlie Kirk's killing, it's really become a flashpoint for America's youth. Can you jump into why that spurred young people so much to be getting involved? And yeah. What are we seeing as far as involvement?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think it was a couple days after Charlie's assassination, they had 30,000 new requests for Turning Point USA chapters. TPUSA, that's the organization Charlie started when he was 18. And then it was a few days later, I saw it was 60,000 new requests. And then a few days after that, I saw it's now 120,000 and probably still growing requests for new TPUSA chapters across various college and high school campuses. And so last I checked, there was about 5,000 college campuses in the country and 25,000 high school campuses. And so we have far more requests for TPUSA chapters than we even have campuses to fill. So we're going to have to build more colleges and high schools just to accommodate all these TPUSA chapters. But I think that just kind of highlights just the way that, in my opinion, I think God is using Charlie's assassination for good. And I think as Christians, we have to we can see this and say, man, we actually have to call evil for what it is, right? And so Charlie's assassination, just horrific, evil. You know, I saw the video of him being shot, and I wish I hadn't seen that. That is an absolutely evil and grievous thing. It's an evil and grievous sin. But God, just because he is omnipotent, he's omniscient, he can use things that are absolutely evil to accomplish something that's even better, to accomplish a greater good. And I think that's what we're seeing, especially with young people now turning to faith, turning to family, to try to find meaning and purpose in our lives. And God is going to use Charlie's assassination to accomplish his purposes far beyond what could have been accomplished without it. And I think for Gen Z especially, a lot of us, we come from broken families, broken homes. I saw one poll from Pew Research Center that found that 23% of individuals under 18 live with one parent and no other adults. And that is the highest rate in the world. And so there's so many problems that we're facing. It's estimated that one third of Gen Z will never marry. And so there's a lot of loneliness that's going on. Almost half of Gen Z has a diagnosed mental health condition, whether that's anxiety or depression or ADHD. There's a lot of problems that we're facing, and so we're turning to different solutions. And Charlie did a great job of pointing us to that. He said, I think it was 2 weeks before he was assassinated, he wrote a post on X with four words. He said, "Jesus is the answer." And so he did a great job going to college campuses and spreading the message of faith and family and freedom, and said, "Look, you young people who are struggling with so many problems, let me help you find meaning and purpose in your lives. And you're going to do that through these transcendent things that the previous generations have found meaning and purpose in." And again, that's faith and family and duty to country and freedom as well.
So you mentioned Gen Z and you know, and the stats and the things we're talking about. Are you seeing that? Is that limited to the United States, or is this a worldwide thing that's happening?
Well, I think part of it is certainly worldwide, but I think it's most acute for some reason in the United States. Again, with one quarter essentially of Gen Z and young people living with one parent, that's far higher than rates. I think China was 3%, Nigeria was 4%, and India, another huge population center with I think a billion people, was only 5%. And so there's these problems that yes, Gen Z is facing, but in the United States especially, and in Western societies, it is far more acute and far greater than other places. And so again, Gen Z, we've got so many problems, and thankfully, again, we're turning to faith and family and freedom to find meaning and purpose in our lives, which we're missing through so many other things. I think, you know, Gen Z, we spend on average, I think it's 9 hours a day looking at screens. And so you're not going to find meaning and purpose with the latest, you know, TikTok video, the latest Netflix series, you know, what's new on Amazon Prime. These are forms of digital entertainment that we have so much access to and that we turn to. But again, we're not going to find meaning and purpose in that. And so Charlie did a great job of pointing us to those more transcendent sources of meaning.
Yeah, and maybe I'm thinking too much, and I don't know enough about what I'm going to bring up to really talk about it in depth, but it's kind of interesting, you know, to see Gen Z essentially in America being mobilized. But I recently became aware of the Gen Z revolution in Nepal. I mean, now there it's become violent and there's change of power over it. And it's very different than what's right now happening in America. But it does make me question, man, what is with this generation that we're seeing this happen? And again, I'm kind of bushwhacking you with bringing that in. Any thoughts on that? And if not, you know, maybe just, you know, well, no, it's something maybe we should look at.
Yeah, no, and I think part of that is our generation, you know, and I can't speak too well to other countries, but especially in America, again, we're looking for change, and I think young people especially most of the time don't look for change in the right sources. And so, you know, if that energy is directed in a bad way, you know, that's not a good thing. But I think by and large, for Gen Z in the United States, that's directed in a positive way. Because we are actually the most recent poll I saw, Gen Z is now the most church-going generation of all. So Gen Z in the United States, we go to church more often and more frequently than boomers and Gen X and millennials. We go to church more often than any other generation. And again, that's just a wonderful thing that predated Charlie, but I think he's certainly influenced. And I think it's just going to continue and skyrocket going forward.
Yeah, and especially like you said, seeing it, all that energy put into a good cause, and yeah, I was familiar with Charlie Kirk before he passed, before he was assassinated, and obviously most of us after he was assassinated went back and watched some, you know, and I don't know if some of that was like, man, what prompted this kind of violence, but in going back through those videos, seeing, you know, what I found. What he reminded me of the Apostle Paul in a lot of ways, and Paul obviously looked to emulate the heart of Christ, and I think that's, you know, much of what we, you know, if you watch any of Charlie Kirk's videos, you know, sure he talks on political topics, but he always brings the Bible in. He always looks at these political issues through a biblical worldview lens. And ultimately, I mean, the Bible for him was primary. It was, you know, people say a political analyst was assassinated. I tend to say an evangelist was assassinated, who shared his voice in the public square, and he did it in a loving way. And, you know, a whole nother topic for those, you know, he was hateful. It's I have yet to see that video, but no, what a, if Gen Z is going to put their energy into something. Certainly, the work of Turning Point USA has been proven to be a valuable source of getting truth to the next generation.
Yeah, most certainly. And you mentioned that he talked about politics, and that's certainly true, right? But when he started TPUSA, I think he wanted to talk mostly about economic issues, issues of, like, you know, tax policy or tariffs or trade policy, things like that. But then as he, you know, grew older and got married, he spoke increasingly on social issues, issues of faith and other kinds of moral issues. And there's a truth that, you know, today's political issues, you know, it's not the same political issues that people were debating in the 1960s, right? A lot of political issues are now moral issues, right? Issues of abortion and transgenderism, and can boys play in girls' sports? Yes, these are political issues. They've entered into the political realm, but they are by and large moral issues. And Christians, you know, we have things to say on these issues because Scripture is very clear on a lot of these issues that have now become political. And so Charlie, you know, he did a great job of speaking to those issues, especially on college campuses, that I think a lot of Christians now don't really want to get involved in and don't want to go to and engage at, because, you know, what good can come from UC Berkeley, you know? But Charlie had a different perspective and a different approach. To his credit, he said that these are people that he knows will disagree with him, and so he was going to go to them to try to have these different debates and dialogues and disagreements and to start conversations. And he said, in one video I saw, he said, when people stop talking, that's when violence happens. And yeah, Unfortunately, that's what we saw at the end of his life. But again, that's just a great model for all of us, that we need to have these conversations on important issues of faith and morals. And so that's something that we can all try to model in our own lives, is how can we have these conversations that are touchy, that are controversial at times, but in a way that's respectful and not overly hostile, right? That we present in a way that is loving to the best of our ability, while also maintaining that truth that we have to convey.
Well, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Zachary Mettler. He's a writer and covers issues with focus on the family's The Daily Citizen. You can go to thedailycitizen.org to follow not only articles from Zach, but other contributors from Focus on the Family. Zach, we're going to take a quick break. I'd like to come back and talk more practical about what we can do moving forward. Can you stay with us?
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back with more right after this on ABQ Connect. We continue our conversation with Zachary Mettler, a writer, and he covers issues with Focus on the Family's The Daily Citizen. Thedailycitizen.org is a great place to really daily get equipped. And as Zach mentioned in our first segment, there's a weekly newsletter you can sign up for that'll keep you informed on those issues and important to you and your family. But to this point, Zach, mostly talking about how we've seen the assassination of Charlie Kirk really have an impact on Gen Z. And you mentioned in the first segment the amount of a plethora of students signing up, you know, to see if they can't get a Turning Point USA chapter at their school, high school or college. What I kind of wanted to finish our conversation with was looking at not only Gen Z, but each of the, you know, every generation that's listening today, from Gen Z, you know, up to people in the their final state, final portion of life, they're able to be active, maybe very active, they have their sphere of influence, and everywhere in between. But some practical things we can all consider as we take the example we see given by Jesus. You mentioned in the last segment, Charlie, engaging in conversations. Well, Jesus was a great example of that, whether it was the woman at the well or the Pharisees, he spoke to thousands at a time, and he had conversations. And it's something I think we can all learn from. But practically, what are things maybe we should consider?
Yeah, I think there's a few things. Number one is again, when we have these kind of conversations with people, it's trying to convey a message of truth, but in a loving way. And so, again, Charlie, I think, did that so well. And I think we all are in different states in life, and so we all have different spheres of influence. You know, nobody can be Charlie Kirk. Not everybody is a phenomenal public speaker. Some of us, the more normal people, and so our circle of influence is maybe a little bit smaller. But I think for every person, we can all do one thing to kind of honor Charlie and his legacy and get involved in some way. So whether that's talking with a family member, or a friend about a moral issue that you think they need to try to do better on, whether that's talking to somebody about your faith in Christ, sharing your own testimony. Nobody can argue with your testimony, right? It's your story, and so sharing your life story, sharing what Christ has done in your life, that's something that nobody can argue with. So that's something that we can all do just within this people that are in our own circle of influence. And so keeping that in mind, I think, is something that's important. We don't have to be the next Charlie Kirk. We just have to do what God has put before us, each in our own individual lives, to do. And then another thing for the Daily Citizen, when it comes to the political realm, is we at Daily Citizen, we try to inform, equip, and inspire people to get engaged. So people can't get engaged if they're not informed. And so one of the things that we do is we try to share the news of what's happening, so people know what is going on and what they can get engaged in. And then it's to equip people with knowledge and resources to take action. And then it's to get them and to inspire them to take action. And so, I think that's something we can all maybe look for is, one of my colleagues is running for school board. And so there's different things, even on a small local level, that can really have a very large influence over many, many people, whether that's, going to a school board meeting or running for school board or going to a city council meeting, running for city council. There's all different things that we're called to that we can all get involved in a small way that cumulatively can make a very large difference. And so I would just encourage people to say, what's one thing I can do to get involved in a very practical way? And then one person I can have a conversation with. Those are two things that we can do.
Yeah. And the other thing I would encourage, we've mentioned a couple of times getting equipped by, content like the Daily Citizen. Also a reminder, let's spend time together, together or our personal devotional time in the Word of God. Charlie could answer those questions through a biblical worldview lens because he had the Word written on his heart. And and if we have the truth, we don't need to make things up. If you have the truth to stand on, it makes these conversations so much easier, at least for you. It may not be easy for someone who's having the conversation with you, but be equipped and find yourself in the Word of God, find the truth, and remember to be ambassadors for Christ. We're actually out of time, Zach, but I want to thank you for the work that you and Focus on the Family are doing, and to remind people to go to thedailycitizen.org and spend your time doing your daily devotional. Find one that's going to help you be equipped to have those conversations through a Christian worldview lens, and to be a representative of Christ in it, that come, let us reason together, and remember, a soft answer turns away wrath, and meekness isn't weakness. Meekness is power under control. So consider all those things as we go into these conversations. Zach, always appreciate having you on the broadcast and look forward to catching up with you again real soon.
Well, thank you, Stephen. It's always good to be with you, and I look forward to the next time.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.